Alex?
Let me tell you about Gundaman.
I've swapped complete failure as a Kickstarter.
Star Fox Command is the first game that you get to be Anthony Birch.
The first of many fuck yous. Like a fucking Looney Tunes?
Stipulation was behave yourself and keep your dick in your pants, and you have not followed through on that.
Hey, Ted.
Yes, Alex?
Let me tell you some survival tips for World War III. Bet you didn't think we were going to cover this, but yeah, I am. I'm going to cash in on these clicks while we still can, while it's still a hot meme of 2020.
Bet you didn't think we'll cover the thing that's going to murder every single one of us in a hail of Chinese gunfire.
All right. So, I've been seeing this all over the place, where everyone's just complaining about Twitter, complaining about World War III on Twitter, but also people who do art of bad characters on Twitter, and then somehow bring that back around to hating on World War III. Listen, Tad, it's a complex situation, and I don't even want to get into it. But I do want to get into the complex situation of how World War I started, because it has a lot of suspicious parallels to this. So, first things first. The reason people think World War III will actually start, as opposed to every other time people think a world war is going to happen anytime America does anything, is that some motherfucker actually died. In fact, about 22 motherfuckers actually died. And the situation in... It's in Iran, right? The situation in Iran is... also really bad, where the U.S. Embassy is evacuating every American citizen out of the country.
Yeah, but Alex, they're the bad guys, so it's fine, right?
Sure they are! Okay, so in World War I, what happened is, everyone knows this part, Archduke Ferdinand got fucking shot in fucking Serbia, right?
Oh yeah? By who?
By the Serbians.
Wrong, idiot.
Who was it then, Tattles?
It was Gavrilo Princip, a 19-year-old Bosnian Serb. He fired the shot that killed the heir to the... Shut up.
Anyway, depending on
whom you ask... Now, this is an interesting quote from NPR. Depending on whom you ask, he's either a hero or a terrorist.
Why did you bring that up? Okay. Look at this. So, the reason him dying was such a big fucking deal is because before he died, every country in Europe was like, hey, let's ally with each other. Sure. Hey, let's ally with each other. Sure. And they pretty much formed a big fucking spider web of alliances and chained together. And they were all essentially like, man, I didn't know I'd had to ally with you and you actually meant it. Because what happened is as soon as Archduke Ferdinand fucking died... Russia was like, Serbs, because Serbia is a Slavic country, which means it was in Russia's, like, area of influence. Russia's like, yo, what the fuck did you guys just do? We were like, I don't know. Much like Bart hitting the fucking tomato packets. Just, Serbia, what are you doing? And Germany's like, fucking, like, Russia, what the fuck? You let your fucking Serbs shoot our boy on your guys' turf? And Russia's like, you let your boy onto the Serbs' turf on an important holiday where they were essentially T-posing on them. I mean, he was practically asking for it, if you ask me.
Look at what he was wearing. He was wearing Austro-Hungarian gear.
But they're like, listen here, Russia, you piece of shit. I didn't want to have to do this, but we'd have to go to war. And if you didn't know this, part of the thing that was made this conflict really kind of confusing is that the leader of Germany at the time and the leader of Russia at the time were related. They were cousins.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it was a really complex situation. And another thing that played into it was the Tsar of Russia at the time. He's a real fun figure. He was really incompetent, and he was constantly mocked by everyone in Russia. Like, you know those old political comics? Those existed in Russia at the time, and they were always making fun of him. Because what happened when he was first coronated as Tsar, or the king, basically, of Russia...
He tripped on his cape and fell down the stairs and then farted?
No, but he didn't actually plan out the coronation. So what happened was that so many people showed up that thousands of people die by being trampled at the fucking place. And also, Also, he didn't know, like, the coronation itself, like, how to do the ceremony. So he's just kind of like, winging it. But
was he like fucking Tutankhamun? Was he like 15?
No, he was an old dude. So he was just an idiot. What was the old saying? Is like, he didn't know to put his crown on either his head or his ass. So most political comics would have him like wearing his crown on his butt. They were just making fun of him. And he was like, so now there's a chance for him to prove that he's not a weak leader. And it's going to cost a lot of people's lives. And Jeremy's
it's a chance
like,
to prove he's not a weak leader, but instead an idiot leader.
Yes, because that's exactly
what
happened.
Much like Donald Blumpf, am I right?
Yes, and so he's like, all right, Russia, we're going to go to war. And Jeremy's like, all right, guess we're going to have to go to war too. Dude, we'll have to do this, cousin. And then Fred is like, all right, then, so what the fuck are you two doing? And Russia's like, oh, gee, I sure hope France doesn't get involved in this. And France is like, that's right, we are getting involved in this. And then England's like, what the fuck's going on down here? Like, fuck off, England. And England's like, well, if you insist. And then England gets fucking involved in this. And then Serbia's like, man, we really shouldn't have shot that guy, boys. And then Poland's like, man, it sure is nice being my own country for once. Oh, God, here comes Germany. Russia, help me. Oh, God, here comes Russia. Well, I hope this changes in World War II. Oh, no, it happened again. We're not a country anymore.
It's going to happen once more, if you know what I'm fucking saying.
So, yeah, so the reason it was so such a mess is that everyone was intertangled. And also people like the Tsar of Russia wanted to fucking prove himself, which, you know, backfired, and then the communists overtook Russia and killed him and his entire family at the end. Because they did not like his leadership. And the reason people, you know, do parallels now is because nowadays, again, an important figure was killed, plus many others, in a hostile environment. It was pretty much an act of all aggression. And everyone's intertangled together. So say it's right now just U.S. and Iran, right? They just want to butt heads. But U.S. is allied with this guy who's like, okay, I guess I have to get roped into it. And Iran is allied with this guy who now he has to get roped into it. And then he ropes him into it, and he ropes him into it. And that's what
becomes...
Well,
him over there, he roped me into this. Well, him over there, just like Rick and Morty. You ever hear that show, Alex?
Oh, dude, it's a really hip underground show. Not a lot of people know about it. But, it's a huge issue where everyone's interconnected, so that's how it becomes a world war. And in a situation like this, now we're going to get right out of this, Tad. We're actually kind of the bad guys in this situation. Do you see what happened back in November?
Elaborate.
In November, it was like November 27th or some shit. The exact date, I don't remember off the top of my head. Iran discovered a new oil site with 52 billion barrels of oil. Hey, look. 2 months later, they got bombed by America. Huh. That's kind of interesting, isn't it, Tad? It's almost like we're kind of the bad guys right now.
I mean, we burned down two towers so we could get a bunch more oil. It's not the first time it's happened.
I'm just saying, bros. I'm just saying. You know that old fucking shit post of American troops when they figure out there's oil? And it's just like they're on a little, like, pan, like a cooking pan.
Yeah.
But, anyway. So, everyone's fearing right now because they're all worried that they're going to get drafted. And nobody wants to get fucking drafted. We've all seen what happened in Vietnam, and everyone's had a bad taste in their mouth since Vietnam. Because, just like in Vietnam, we were kind of the bad guys. Do you know why Vietnam even started, Ted?
If I'm honest, I don't know what caused it.
Okay, so...
I can tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't me. No, wait, it ain't me. Let me try this again.
All I know is, it ain't me. Who knows why it started? There, I saved you. Now, the reason Vietnam started is that Vietnam's over in Asia. It's right by China, right? American businesses were worried that Vietnam was starting to experience a cultural revolution. They wanted to adapt communism because it was working so well with China. But that would impede on American business, so the American military got involved to go stop them and T-pose on them to force them to keep trade with America. It was 100% money related. There is no... Much like the British guy beating the shit out of the poor old Indian man for money, America was just in there beating the shit out of poor Vietnamese rice farmers. There wasn't a lot of justification for what you were doing. It was kind of hard to, like, you know, look around and be like, yeah, this is right.
Who was the president at the time? Was it Nixon? Or was it, I think it was someone else, and then it became Nixon.
Fuck, I do not remember
that.
Was
it Ford? It might have been Ford.
It might have been him. I do not remember every president off the top of my head. That one, 100%, I just do not have the information on. I'm gonna guess four and then look like a fucking idiot in the comments. So, anyway, after the Vietnam War and everyone kind of realized war was bad because there was a lot of footage that was leaked out. Like with World War II, everyone was like, it was propaganda. Being like, yeah, look how great the military is. Yeah, the Nazis are bad. And they were. Yeah, fuck these guys, we did it. Yeah, we working together, we saved the world. Vietnam reporters actually went there and sent footage of, like, Americans taking flamethrowers to poor huts with villagers still inside of it.
Yeah.
People, and again, this was all for money. People were like, oof, yikes, that's quite bad. And everyone's had, and the draft was looked down upon for pretty much the rest of time so far. So let's get this out of the way right now for all the people who are feared on Twitter right now when World War III happens. Because it's going to fucking happen. One, the draft is like a last minute resort kind of thing. It's only if there aren't enough volunteers as it is. And because there's a lot of military benefits as of right, as of me speaking, we actually have a lot of troops right now. So the draft wouldn't happen unless we were to start going to war and then lose a bunch of battles. The draft wouldn't happen for a little while.
Like the fucking GI Bill. I know a lot of people who went pretty much just for that, which is the government pays your schooling. You can go to pretty much any college you get accepted to. The government will cover it.
It's actually a huge thing right now where a bunch of people signed up for the military just for that. In fact, I'm pretty sure most of the people on Twitter that are worried are probably in that program. And don't, you remember that bit in Futurama where it's like, hey, you can buy this gum if you join the military? All right, so can we just join the military and then immediately quit and still buy gum? Yeah, unless what? War were declared. What's that? War were declared. That's pretty much what those people are in the situation right now. So one, it's already hard enough to get the draft going, but two, Senate has to agree to draft, which we already know since the Democrats are so against the war in the first place that if we were to go to war, they probably wouldn't say yes in the draft unless all hell breaks loose and they're desperate against last minute resort. But three, and this is the fun part that I really wanted to talk about for this episode, is you have to be evaluated before you are drafted. All right, Tad, let's get right to it. Now, you have to go through three things. You have to go through a physical, a mental, and a moral evaluation before you can be accepted into the draft.
All right, Alex, I'm going to be the test subject. I'm going to be John Q. Everyman. I'm going to be Guy Humano, All-American Boy. So what's the first test I go through to go and kill some brown people?
So they have to test your physical abilities. So, you know, how far can you run? How much can you lift? You have any physical conditions? Like, you know, got a bad heart, got a bad leg. They inspect your dick. Yeah, it has your penis inspection.
20 feet, 50 pounds, can't, gout, and I have half a heart.
Well, he's not fit to fight. And Ted's like, whew, I can't believe you bought it. You bought your little mini fake heart out of your chest. I can't believe this worked.
Just, haha, I did it. And I run out and I just stop like 15 feet later to catch my breath. It's like when you're in RuneScape and you only have 1% run energy. You run, then you stop. And you run, then you stop.
Yeah.
That's an Us Gamers reference.
Because they obviously can't send literally every single man in the country to war because then there'd be nobody to run the fucking country. There'd be nothing there. They usually set you within an age range of like anywhere between 18 and 21, and sometimes they increase that age. And it's based on a lottery. So even if the draft went through, you have to then have a lottery that lands on your age. So me and you, we're both 25, and it actually cuts off at 25. So if we were to be 26 or up, you can't be drafted. So, hey, you guys want to wait until our birthdays before you start the draft just in case? You know, just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I am an advocate for peace for 6 more months, and then I don't give a shit what you do.
You know, put my Twitter fucking hashtag stop World War III, July 26th pass. All right, a hashtag World War III is on, boys. Woo, let's go.
Fuck them up.
So, you have to also take a mental test. They expect, like, your mental health. And now, mental health is kind of old school because it's the government interpretation of mental health. And this is one where a lot of people on Twitter have been taking a lot of really easy jokes on if you've been paying attention. Let's just get this out of the way.
Here, let me see if I pass the mental test. Oh, no. I don't want to kill another person.
Well, no, you can't. You could argue conscientious objector, but that doesn't always fly. Plus, if you're anything, you might get arrested for that. They still have that law intact. I don't know, actually. Because that's an old one.
It falls under, like, draft dodging.
Yeah. But with your mental health, let's get that out of the way. Because everyone's been making jokes on this on Twitter. They do not draft you if you're trans. Because it's a mental illness. So I saw a lot of shit posts saying, like, whoa, hang on a minute. You're telling me if I'm trans, I can't get drafted? All right, give me a minute. Next day, hey, everybody, my name is Elizabeth, and I've started sexually identifying as female.
What are you going to do, draft me, you bigot? This draft is hashtag canceled.
Hey, that's mean-spirited, but technically speaking, he is safe now, so I'm just saying, guys, you should probably get on that while you still can. Another thing is that this is an old one, and I think they overturned it, so my knowledge might be old, I mean, it might be a little old school in this, but you also couldn't be drafted if you were gay. They didn't let gays in the military for the longest time. I think they overturned that recently, but I don't know if that affects the draft or not. Because I know that they changed it for volunteers, at least. Because they'll don't ask them to tell policy. But, so you can go in there and just say, like, all right, let me do your physical, and he's grabbing your balls, and you know, make sure you don't have cancer, and just like, hey, can I grab yours too? There you go, you're just out. Now you can go back home and start shitposting on the internet. Just, he's like, all right, and tell me a little about yourself. Well, I play this thing called FGO, and my favorite character is a Stolfo. He's like, all right, and he's out? Like I said, it's just that easy. But
So what are your hobbies, Ted? Oh, I play Pyro in Team Fortress 2. Big check mark.
Yikes.
He's play your favorite character in MMO. Yep, he's gay.
Fucking okay. Then finally, there's the last evaluation. This is where I have my top 10, alright? The moral evaluation. So this one's a big confusing mess. Because how do you exactly gauge, how do you measure if someone is morally unfit for combat?
Well, I mean, considering multiple serial killers served in Vietnam and the Korean War, it's not really good. It's not like a good evaluation.
So you can't just go and say, like, you're crazy and just love ripping people apart, because they'll probably just want you in the army harder. You gotta go for, like, a different angle to show that you are morally unfit. So the first one that I thought of was just act as horribly racist as possible. That way you could never technically get along in a troop and they wouldn't want you. So, example, they go up to examine you. You just lean to the doctor and you're like, hey, doctor, is this okay? He's like, what's okay? I mean, having all these black people around, I don't know if this is safe for everybody. And then, bam, there you go. You're just out. You might be seen as a racist for the rest of your life and get canceled, but hey, at least you didn't have to die in World War III.
But here's the thing, Alex. If too many people use this, they'll just have, like,
the racist division.
Yeah, they'll have, like, the what are some racist platoon names, Alex?
The skinheads, the fuck N-words, the N-word pass brigade.
We don't need no N-word pass.
Moon Man's finest.
I was gonna make a Moon Man joke.
All right, number two. Just let it rip. What I mean is just go in there, just go in there and just like, all right, so tell me a little about yourself and just just shit yourself. Just shit your pants right there. Now, again, you guys are probably thinking, Alex, this is retarded. This would never work. But you have to understand, they're seeing if you're fit to be in combat, you have to act as unfit as possible to get out. So you just have to be like, just
what you have to do, though, is you have to show that you're willing to, but you're just unable. So you go, are you ready to kill? Sir, yes. Sir,
yes. Oh, wait, hang on a second, sir. Oh, all right, I'm ready to go, sir.
Then you start shaking your leg and you drop, like, fake dog poop on the ground.
Fake? No, I said you got to real sell that. You got to shit your britches. You want to die in World War III? What's worth more, your $20 pair of jeans that you shit? Or dying in World War III. You gotta, how much is your life worth, Ted? That's what this test is all about. All right? Now,
listen, Alex, you said anything about, I mean, dog shit is free. You could just pick that up. I found these pants in the garbage.
Now, number three, you have to act super autistic. because they don't want, because autism, they wouldn't want that in the fucking, they wouldn't want that in a military unit.
What are your hobbies, Private?
I've read Homestuck all the way through 10 times.
I listen to podcasts about video games and storytelling. It's called Let Me Tell You About. Huge checkmark.
Oof. Yikes. Now, I actually already talked about this one, but at number 4 was just wear a dress to the evaluation. And, you know, be a dude and wear a dress to evaluation. They will think you are either trans or a serial killer or both, and they will want you out. Number 5, and this one...
Well, Alex, that's a coin flip. Because remember, a lot of serial killers are in the military. So you're rolling the dice on them. You're tossing them bones.
Well, yeah, but a lot of them became serial killers after the military. You can argue that PTSD had an effect. They don't want a natural born killer. They want to make killers. There's some crazy little political commentary for you. Number 5, be hardcore communist. Just shit talk how much you hate capitalism and the government and how you, if you, okay, maybe
you're in the lineup, you just say, so you wanted me to be as communist as possible, right? So I'm just in the lineup, say, man, anyone else think there's just too much food?
Everyone think that the distribution of wealth and commerce is just a little uneven? Don't you think we should all be equal, all have our equal opportunities and all equal basic needs met and just... not eat food for a few months at a time? Yeah, I'd love that.
You think it would be, like, pretty cool if millions of us just died? You know, wouldn't that be sick? Big red check mark.
Do you guys also like mangoes? Number 6. This one kind of goes with the first one, but it is a separate category. Be super anti-Semitic. So this ties in with the hard R one, but just say how much you hate Jewish people. Just say to the doctor, just like, whoa, what are you touching me for, you fucking heeb?
I don't keep my gold coins there.
It's retarded, but this stuff would legitimately get you removed because they need to make sure that you're fit. Now, I'm pretty sure they have something in place to prevent you from just shitposting your way out of the military. Because it's 2020 now. But I like to imagine in my head that there's going to be like... a bunch of people lined up there, a bunch of Zoomers, right? You have your teenagers, because they'd be like 18 to 19 year olds. They're in line, they're doing like floss and shit from Fortnite.
One of them's doing take the, as soon as he gets kicked out of the military, he starts doing take the L.
He fucking pulls out his phone and tweets about it. Just like, yeah, just dodge the draft, bros! And then the cops, or the guards just turn around and pull him right back in. But number 9... number 8 was be gay, which we already talked about, and then number 9 was be an illegal immigrant or alien.
That's a risky one. You're playing like high stakes.
Yeah, that one is like all others are gone off the table. You just start speaking in Spanish until they just kick you out and then potentially send you to Mexico.
What you do is you sneak in like a local menu from like fucking Michael's massive burritos or whatever. You just start reading it off.
But you do that and you'd possibly get deported to Mexico, but hey, I mean, Ted, what's your life worth? Dying in World War III or living in Mexico and dying to a fucking illegal drug lord or drinking nothing but Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola is cheaper than water because Coca-Cola pretty much owns the entire country of Mexico and that country is dying.
Oh yeah, gamer.
And then finally...
When are they going to replace the Mexican flag? They're going to take out that stupid snake and replace it with a bottle of Coca-Cola.
I mean, Tad, you're laughing, but we're going to live in Idiocracy one day. And yes, I just dropped that 2 IQ take.
I was about to say, holy shit, Alex. Wowee, you come up with that one yourself? We are living in a cyberpunk dystopia. It's fucking awesome.
But you've seen China.
Instead of doing like hacker runs on Google, I count fucking pills at a pharmacy. So... you know.
Okay, so number 10, and this is my favorite, is just fail the other two tests by your own fucking merit. Just like, you go like, alright, how much can you bet? Just go, and you just like drop it and you fucking die. Then there you go, you'd be unfit, but you definitely feel bad about it. But hey, Ted, what's worth more, serving in World War III or having everyone in the world think you're so bad you get kicked out of the fucking emergency draft?
Hell yeah,
what's your life worth?
There's for the I think it's for the National Guard. Part of their guidelines is that your stomach cannot go past your belt. Like, you can't have a beer belly.
A lot of the shit in the military is, like, actually really strict the higher up you go. Because, like, we're just, like, shitposting. You think that this stuff is... A lot of these will legitimately get you kicked out of there. I mean, probably also because you're being a nuisance. Let's get that part out of the way. Like, if you just start shitting your pants, you'll be kicked out because you're being an asshole.
It's not a good thing to be dishonorably discharged. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it
doesn't look good on a resume.
Yeah, I'm saying like, hey, so you want to apply for this job at Kroger's or I'll just say random fucking place. So what happened? Well, I got dishonorably discharged from the military for shitting my pants in the physical evaluation. Like, oh man, next guy is super hired. So this is why I keep saying the line.
Oh, how'd you get kicked out of the military? Well, my commanding officer asked me who my favorite fake Grand Order character was, and I said Lady Boudicca. That's the big fucking fat one, right?
No, that's the stupid meat and fuck kingdom looking lady. Boudicca. Yeah, Jinko or Jaka, what the fuck her name is, the stupid fat, this is the fucking dummy thick one. Oh, dummy thick. Just go up to the fucking army crew and just say, so what do you like in a fake Grand Order? Me? For me, you like a little pose like the Giga Chad? It's Cunny. And you just get immediately thrown out and probably put in jail.
Jesus but Christ, hey, yeah.
But hey, Tad, what's worth more? Jail time
Think you're a pedophile.
Jail time and being a pedophile for the rest of your life, that scarlet letter, or dying in World War III. Now,
that scarlet letter? I'm sorry, what?
It's a fucking movie. It's a movie based on a book.
It's a movie about pedophilia? I don't know. No, I thought the Scarlet Letter was like a love story. Not that kind of love story.
It's the stupid thing where everyone thinks this girl is a mega whore before they even like know her. It's about judging people. They're not judging books about their cover or whatever the fuck. It's this whole fucking thing.
I think if the cover ever in their life said the word cunny, I think I'm fair in thinking they're a fucking pedophile.
Well, I mean, not in the army recruiter. Man, imagine being the army recruiter after this video comes out and you just have all these guys shit in their pants. Like you're interviewing like a group of five youngsters at once, the youth of America. You got one kid doing floss, you got another kid doing Orange Justice, one kid rocking back in his fourth super hard, trying really hard to sell that he's psychotic, another guy just shitting his pants, and another guy playing his fucking Switch.
Playing his Switch, or playing Fate Grand Order on his phone.
No, you know the fucking picture where like all the fucking like chicks and dudes at the party like looking back like, oh, it'd be that, but like he has his like draft papers and the all the military guys just like, oh, imagine being so bad the fucking army doesn't want you
being so okay. Bad. My favorite thing about the army is I've heard it described as America's trailer park.
That is the most accurate statement I've ever heard, Tad.
Okay. There's like an order, like you go down from like, now I know we definitely have a lot of military listeners. From what I understand and from what people have screamed at each other in my favorite Team Fortress 2 community server, there is the Air Force, also known as the Chair Force. There is the Navy, and then there's the Army, and then there's the National Guard. And then anywhere below that is like, I don't know, like you're guarding the trees in Wyoming or something.
You could be the guy in Florida that almost started World War III.
I'm sorry?
During the Cold War, I want to take the opportunity to talk about this stuff, more history shit, because it's really fun. During the Cold War, there was the guys in... Because remember, there was stationed in Cuba, the missile crisis. During that whole bit of the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, guys in Florida were stationed ready to roll because they were really terrified of those missiles, right? And he heard rustling and saw like a dude at the fence and like, oh shit! He like hits the button, like all the sirens start going on. Everyone starts like running to the fucking plane. It's like, it's on. And then the guy's like, everybody stop, wait! He's like, what? And they're like halfway in their cockpits, like, what? It was just a bear, guys, false alarm.
A bear in Florida? That sounds like a Cuban spy.
but fuck. Anyway, the military's dumb. There's a situation right there. The military is really fucking stupid, and it's just full of idiots who are using the military to get out of fucking pay and shit. So, another thing I want to talk about was your strats. Okay, let's say you failed. You failed all of my sick tips and you get stuck into the military.
You're walking to the barracks. Your pants are full of shit. Your fucking Fortnite shirt got all dirty.
Yeah, yeah, you're walking there, your shit-covered fucking pantalones with a sweaty-ass fucking Fortnite shirt with Jonesy-like finger gunning on it. You walk in, and they're like, oh, well, 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 look who got drafted. And you get shipped off to Iran. So what are some of the ways you could survive out in the shithole known as Iran? Okay, so here's how the military works from what I know, because I haven't served, and if hopefully the draft doesn't come out until July 26th, I won't have to. Dab. It sucks ass when you're out in the desert because it's fucking hot and you have to always wear your military fatigues. Two, the food is awful. You get military rations. Have you ever eaten a military ration, Tad?
Yes, actually, I have.
Oh, so have I. It tasted awful, didn't it?
Well, which one did you have?
I had one of those fucking one of the newer ones, the ones where they tried to make pizza.
Oh, God. MRE pizza sounds like, you know those jelly beans? Like the Harry Potter ones, where it's every flavor?
Yes, actually.
The pizza MREs probably taste like the pizza one of those, which was originally barf flavor. Or no, yeah, the barf flavored bean was originally supposed to be pepperoni, but it was so fucking gross no one could eat it. So they just made it green and just called it good. I had a meatball, like, something. And it wasn't a sandwich, but I couldn't figure out how to, like, make it actually warm up, so I just put it in the fucking microwave. Okay. And then the microwave broke, so.
Yeah, so there's a shitpost with the military, if you've ever heard it, where MREs are called meals readily edible, where they call it meals rarely edible. But you have nothing else in the middle of the fucking desert in Iran, so you're just eating your shitty fucking sodium-filled packets of, like, pizza. Just slurping it, just, oh. But,
like the blowfish. Oh.
So you're out there eating your fucking shit, but also everyone else you're around, like, so let's say you're 25, you just missed the cutoff date, you got lotteried in. You're 25, you're surrounded by a bunch of 18-year-old Fortnite players in the military. It's gonna be a shit show. I've talked to a bunch of military guys who are, because we previously, while talking to these guys, weren't in a super conflict situation, so everything's really business as usual for a lot of them, right? They're just on, like, guard duty or patrols and shit, right? So a lot of them just kind of shit around all day. And you've probably seen it yourself, where people would shitpost on Mongolian finger painting board known as 4chan of just how much they fucking are bored in the military and post pictures of their fucking waifus on their guns and shit, right? You're gonna be around those guys, Tad. You're gonna be your boomer, a 25-year-old fucking boomer, and you're fucking like Army Humvee, and guys are standing up doing fucking Orange Justice and shit, like, yeah, let's go kill Iranians, yeah!
Like, I touch the shoulder. You're in the Humvee. Everyone is like, they're all.
It's the battle bus.
You, I was getting there. So you're driving the battle bus. You know, you're hunched over like fucking Mr. Incredible inside of his tiny ass car. Like, you're just angry as shit. They're all leaning out the windows doing various Fortnite dance, and you hit a fucking landmine, and all of them are decapitated except you.
No, you. You're in a drop ship. You're sitting there like ready to fucking drop with your parachute. A guy taps you in the shoulder. He's like, "Hey, this is kind of like Fortnite, isn't it?"
And then you push him out of the airplane.
Well, he's got a parachute. He'll be okay.
Unfortunately,
you're fucking just like, all right, fuck. He's like, all right, men, are you guys ready? Like, hey, boss, what? Where are we dropping? And they're like, ooh, like, tap each other on the shoulder. One more thing's gonna be a fucking hoot, Tad. You're in there. A guy, you're just sitting there, like, just, like, grabbing your fucking gun, ready to fucking roll. You got a fucking, like, cigarette. You look like fucking Rambo right now. A fucking little nerd taps you. He's like, hey, you like Madoka by any chance?
My favorite. What's your opinion on Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann?
Hey, buddy, what? Trans rights, am I right? How did you get past the military inspection? I didn't act trans enough, I guess. Oh, okay, hold on, cut that out. That's not funny. Oh, God. Whoops, I'm about to get this show podcast canceled.
Yeah, one of the nerds just recite the fucking entire speech that Aragorn gives in The Return of the King before they go into battle.
Oh, you mean that stupid nerd in college?
Yeah, yeah. In the in the movie for that final charge, the guy who was directing, I think it was Peter Jackson, the people that were closest to the camera, he had extras that understood the books and understood the importance of that speech. So if you look at the movie, those people that you see in the camera are fucking hyped. They are fucking ready. It's good.
I imagine that, because they're all young people. What are young people into nowadays? Oh yeah, My Hero Academia. They've got talking about like their speech of how they want to be just like Deku.
Who's the one that has the grenade for hands?
That's Bakugo.
Hey, look, I'm like Bakugo. He smashes two grenades together and explodes.
And he just kills himself. Well, it's like, get discharged, see you fuckers later. He's just rocking away with his stump arms.
Rolling away on his stumps.
So let's say you haven't killed yourself yet. You're hanging out with all these fucking Zoomers, right? You're out there in Iran. What are some battle tactics of how to not die? Well, Tad, this is where we had to get a military expert on this. So I googled some military tactics about 5 minutes ago, right? And so now I'm officially an expert. By military tactics,
do you mean just like PUBG strategies?
Yes.
So, okay, so here's what I do in Iran. So I did this in PUBG. So I'm going to crawl through the tall grass until I get to the building.
So first off, you can't go off on your own in a military fucking zone. I'm going to actually give you guys some tips in case some of you fuckers do actually get drafted. You're going to be with your squad no matter what.
Because you will get gunned down.
You will get gunned down by anywhere. People in Iran, much like the Vietnamese, know they're outmanned and gunned, so they're going to use hit-and-run fucking tactics, and they're going to be hiding fucking everywhere. You gotta stick together. Two, for the love of fucking God, don't touch any of your fucking grenades, even jokingly, unless you're fucking directly ordered to. Those things are fucking... They got two pins for a reason, Tad.
I didn't know that there was two pins on a grenade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the pin and the handle on a fucking... Well, grenades are a little more advanced now. They get, like, extra shit now. They're a little... But, like, we were talking, like, an old school, like, you know, the green fucking round-ass grenade. Like, we'll use that as an example. It's got the pin and the latch. But those are kind of faulty sometimes, even with the new advances in technology. Don't fucking touch those unless you're fucking ordered to. Because that shit could fall off really easily.
Or, and you have a live grenade on the floor, it's fine.
Yeah, and number two, and I've seen this many times, and I think I've showed you, but I don't think you're paying attention. Practice your throwing arm. This goes with the grenades. You have probably seen plenty of people fuck up the toss on a grenade. I have seen it. This is usually with test grenades. At least I hope they were test grenades, where a guy would just like huck it, it would go like 2 feet, and then... It's almost comical, if it wasn't so dangerous, where you can see the thought process of, like, tick, 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 oh, shit, and then they grab the people and, like, toss them away to try to, like, stop them from dying.
I've seen the ones where people are practicing, like, raiding, and they'll throw a flash bomb, and they'll just tink off the window, and the guy will, like, pick it up and throw it back in.
I saw one where they were practicing a SWAT unit. This was SWAT, not the Army, but it's similar kind of thing, similar situations, because you're going to be, you know, squatting up. They're trying to breach a door. He opens the door. He goes to toss the grenade, but tosses it short so it bounces off, like, the door frame. They're like, oh, shit. They, like, fucking, like, run out like rats where it explodes.
I saw one where it looked fine and dandy. And then he goes in there, and then his gun gets wedged perfectly inside the door frame.
yeah. So another thing. So when you're in they'll train you on this shit, too, you know, provided you get drafted. Make doubly fucking sure you not only stay in the group, but you also stay within relative eyesight of each other. Now, you might think, well, isn't this the same rule? No. Because when you're taking cover, friendly fire is a huge issue. It's like in a video game. If your buddy shoots you, you're getting shot, right?
Yeah.
This used to be a bigger issue in, like, the older wars. We've gotten a little better with this because of, like, military uniforms. But and that's also why, like, the SWAT, again, comparable, they walk into it, they breach a building, and they all have, their hands on each other's backs, so they don't accidentally fucking shoot each other. They know we're, like, in a dark situation where everybody's at, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be very careful. and saying, can you be in complete communication? And this is actually why autism will straight up not get you put in the military. You need to be able to communicate and handle these high stresses environments, which is part of why those evaluations that I was shitposting about are so important. Because if you're in a situation, you say you're in your PUBG Fortnite fucking squad of four, you're breaching in some complex where like 20 terrorists are hiding out, right? And you can't like talk, right? You're just like super like low functioning autistic. They don't want you in that. You're not going to be able to help anybody. You're just going to be like freaking out, like cowering in a corner, you know?
Yeah.
They need you to be able to be like, you know, screaming out like, you know, dude over here on the left, or like, you know, contact and shit like that.
Charlie on your six.
Let's go frag these Charlies, gamers, before you fucking kick a door down and toss a grenade and then accidentally hit yourself in the fucking head with it and then die.
You just start quoting SWAT 4. You're in my spot, sir.
You're in my spot, sir. But anyway. So, if you get drafted, you can always... All things, you know, all situations played out, you could always beg for a non-military role. But you'd have to be, like, good at something. Like, if you want to be a technician, you gotta fucking know how to do it. Because if you don't have any skills or anything, you should ask for a non-military, like, role. Or a non-combative role. They're probably just gonna fucking send you out there anyway. They're just like, yeah, sucks to be you. Because you only get so many options. Because this is the government telling you what to do, after all, you know?
If you're really lucky, this is the only time being a manlet pays off. You can go on a submarine. I mean, if you get attacked, then you're absolutely fucked. But last I checked, there wasn't a lot of water in Iran, so...
Well, also, a lot of Navy things aren't as popular anymore, because we've moved on to, like, drones and shit. But, it's funny you bring up submarines, and I really want to talk about a little bit of actual history, because I'm just addicted to history. So, World War III almost started, like, 20 fucking times over back in the Cold War. I just talked about the bear, right? Here's a fun one. So, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when they were delivering all the things to Cuba... there were a bunch of Russian submarines, you know, protecting them underneath the water, right? And this one submarine, there were three dudes and, you know, the rest of the crew. It was 140 degrees in the submarine. The cooling system broke.
Holy fuck.
It's hot. The lights are out. It just has that red light, like, you know, constantly, like, flickering, like, every now and then, right? Because this is the Cold War. It's this old submarine deck. You're down there. It's fucking hot. And tensions are super high, where now the Americans are trying to get them out of the water by dropping grenades into the water just to, like, piss them off, right, and scare them up into the surface.
Yeah.
So it's like, thump, 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 thump on the fucking grenade hole. It's hot, you're fucking tired, and you're getting just thump, thump, thump at the fucking side of your fucking submarine every now and then, right? You're like, you're getting... like, you're getting fucking mad. You're a pissed off Russian man, too, in the fucking army. You're getting angry, right? And you have a nuclear device on your sub. And that's looking a little nicer every fucking thump. And then it's a fucking big fucking thump. A fucking depth charge. And that's a powerful tool, right? That's like actual anti-submarine tech. So the Russian guy, I forget his name. We'll call him Nikolai for now. Well, Nikolai's like, boom! He falls over, he's like, oh, God. It started. It's happening. Oh, shit. It's happening. We gotta send the nukes now. And his sub guy, we'll call him Kristoff. Kristoff's like, hold on a minute there, buddy. We got two votes on this shit. Dump! And he falls over. Okay, let's do this shit. He was immediately convinced. And a third guy is in. He's like, wait a minute. Like, what? I get a vote, too. I mean, this guy's from Moscow itself. So he's important. And he's like, no. Has Moscow told you guys the war has started? And then it's like, thump, thump, wham, thump. No, we fucking have it. He's like wiping the sweat from his head. We haven't been up to the surface. We don't know if the war is on, but listen to this shit. It's obviously on. And he's like, no, we're not fucking doing this. And he says, like, I will not be the man to start World War III. We're going up to the surface, and we're talking to fucking Moscow right now. And so they eventually surface. They fucking hold up the Russian flag, flip off every fucking American goddamn, like, fucking ship. And they radio Moscow, like, hey, is the war on? And Khrushchev is like, no, it's fucking not, for the love of God, don't fucking fire that nukes, are you fucking crazy? God, fucking no, shit, fuck. He's, like, freaking the fuck out. And he's just like, well, looks like you were right. Good thing we didn't launch those nukes, huh? It was, yeah, like this close. All it took was like one pissed off, well, three pissed off Russians could have ended the whole world.
One more fucking grenade.
But also, another time Russia also almost started the war. Like I said, Russia's just really funny to me. I have just a huge soft spot for Russia. I just can't deny it. There was an old-ass general. He was like an old man. He was retiring, so they put him in like a low, like, fucking maintenance station just before he was done, right? He was to monitor the air defenses over Russia for incoming missiles and shit. And if it would go off, like, red lights would start flaring, like, that would represent a missile, right? And he's like, okay, sure, that's easy. So he's just sitting there, you know, drinking coffee, or I guess in this case, vodka, because he's fucking Russian. Just, they live on that shit. He's sitting there getting drunk off his ass, and there's a red blip. He's like, uh-oh, that looks bad. And they're just, beep, 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 like, a million fucking missiles are heading for Russia right now, all coming from the United States. He's like, he goes over to the button to hit to, like, warn everybody. But he's like, hold on a minute. Technology's new and crazy. There is no way the U.S. would actually send, like, 100 fucking nukes at us all at once. Yeah. You know what? This is probably the computer just fuck it up. Hey, I think the computer's fucking up. And so the technician comes down, and he's just like, yeah, I was fucking up. Good call, buddy. You saved the world. And then he leaves. He's like, yeah, called it. So again, some old Russian boomer could have just hit the button and killed everybody, but he was smart. The fate of the world was in Russia's hands multiple times.
The Cold War is what's, I've seen it referred to as the improbability bottleneck. The amount of times we should have nuked ourselves back to the fucking Stone Age is crazy. The fact that we made it through is a big piece of a lot of wackier conspiracy theories, where it's like, oh, the reason the world is so weird now, the reason we're in clown world is because we got through the improbability bottleneck. All the possible timelines are, you know, 99% of them were eliminated. We're in the remaining 1%, so shit gets weird, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good thing we didn't... I'm going to say it, possibly controversial opinion. I think it's a good thing that we did not nuke each other, you know, back to fucking dinosaur times.
Well, I mean, a lot of the fucking second or third world countries would have actually probably come out of that okay. And pretty much all the first world countries would have gotten fucked up. Ironically, the Sentinelese would have survived the entire apocalypse, because they're all the way out in fucking nowhere in some shitty little island.
The who?
The Sentinelese. Those crazy-ass native people that live off, like, the coast of India on some island.
Oh, right. The ones that refuse any contact.
Yeah, so before we end this, I actually want to bring them up one last time, because I just bring these guys all the fucking time. Did you know they're in their Iron Age now?
Hell yeah, gamer. Where the fuck did they get iron from?
So here's the thing. It's illegal.
Did they shoot down a drone with a spear?
No, but it's funnier than that. So it's illegal to go to the island because we have a lot of diseases that we carry on us because we're immune to them. So if one white guy would say, hey guys, how's it going? Everybody would die on that island because we got everything on us, right? So one guy on a fucking boat was like, fuck the law, woo, and he's like Orange Justice, and he puts his boat into fucking like full throttle, hands off the fucking wheel, hands off the mast or whatever, and just rams full speed into the island. So he gets himself beached in the island. He's still fucking Orange Justicing. The Sentinelese are like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And so helicopters come in to like lift the guy out of the fucking boat and obviously arrest him for being a fucking clown.
And then they all start doing the Orange Justice as well. That's what they learned. That's what you meant by the Bronze Age, right?
The Iron Age. Sentinelese are like, whoa, holy shit. This boat's still here. Well, let's take it a fucking part. And they've been ripping that boat apart. And now they have a bunch of fucking iron.
It is. That is the equivalent of fucking Area 51, where an alien spaceship just crashed, and now we have GPS.
Yeah, pretty much.
The alien crashed, and now we have Wi-Fi.
You think the Sentinelese would like Fortnite if we gave it to them?
I think that would be the... I mean, what if we just introduced esports to them? I think they would really like it. You know, esports is the future, Alex.
But yeah. So I wanted to just talk about World War III since it's really popular right now and everyone's feared off. And I just wanted to like calm everybody down and with some humor. You probably aren't going to get drafted. There has to be like three big hoops that everyone's got to jump through all together at once for you to even be drafted in the first place. And if you get called up, you have plenty of opportunities to weasel your way out that aren't illegal. And if all else fails, I mean, hey, at least you'll have a bunch of Zoomers playing Fortnite with you out in Iran.
I think they let you keep your phone in there sometimes, so you can just play Fortnite.
Yeah,
and
Fortnite's
then get exploded by a fucking IED or something awful.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people being fearful and being melodramatic, and I've seen a lot of people just be really hopeless, which is kind of sad. Where I've seen this picture of like this Iranian like military guy just leaned up against the wall, like, ugh, like just business as usual. Guess we're in another war. Like, people are just so unenthusiastic about the potential of everybody dying at this point. Everyone in like America has become Squidward, and it's kind of humorous to me. But I don't want it to be a little shining
everyone needs
ray of
to
hope.
Be, everyone needs to be like a Russian SpongeBob instead of an American Squidward.
Pretty much. You guys need to react a little bit. React. Calm down a little bit and have your reactions toned down a little bit. You probably aren't going to get drafted. You will be okay. Everyone's going to be fine until the nukes come out. Then we'll all die. But hey, at least we'll die at home, cooming about anime titties rather than cooming out in Iran.
Hey, speaking of cooming in Iran, Alex, why don't you do the outro, bitch?
Okay, you can find the podcast here on fucking YouTube, because that's where I always fucking check it out myself. We got iTunes, we got fucking Google Play, we got fucking Spotify nowadays, because Spotify is getting way more into their podcasting and shit. And also, what else do we find ourselves on? Because I don't remember.
There's a Twitter, there's a Discord, there's a Patreon. I think that's all it is right now. And I will say, as we close the episode out, if the nukes come out, nothing you did will ever matter. Thanks for listening.